by Bernd D. Busman Jr., Traveling with President Biden and Brandon Drennan, Washington, D.C., BBC News. President Joe Biden was joined by his predecessors, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, for a fundraiser his team says will raise over $25 million. U.S. President Joe Biden hosted a record-breaking election fundraiser in New York City, alongside his predecessors Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. His team said the star-studded evening at Radio City Music Hall would raise over $26 million, £21 million, for the campaign, a record for a single political event. The president has a cash advantage over Republican Donald Trump, so he can spend more on advertising in key states. Polls suggest the race for the White House rests on a knife edge. Mr. Trump attacked the event's guest list as deranged Hollywood liberals. His campaign said on Thursday that the cash disparity demonstrated the difference between Democratic reliance on billionaires in contrast to the working-class supporters donating to the former president. The high stakes of November's election were underlined by the speeches at the Biden event in New York. Senate Majority Leader and New York Senator Chuck Schumer told the raucous crowd of 5,000 Democrats they must do whatever they could to ensure that the dishonest, chaotic, ineffective regime of Donald Trump did not return. Comedian Mindy Kaling hosted the event and spoke just moments after singer Lizzo finished a rendition of her hit About Damn Time. Other stars such as Queen Latifah and Cynthia Erivo also took the stage, but the longest-standing ovation was saved for the moment when the three presidents, Mr. Biden, Mr. Obama and Mr. Clinton, came out. Chants of four more years echoed throughout the auditorium for Mr. Biden, three presidents, and none of them are here, in New York, to go to court, joked comedian Stephen Colbert, alluding to Mr. Trump's legal troubles. The discussion between the three presidents was moderated by comedian Stephen Colbert. The late-night comedy host then moderated a conversation between the three presidents. Mr. Biden began with an oft-repeated slogan, saying democracy was at stake in this election. He said Mr. Trump had a perverse view of the world, noting his opponent's vocal support of those who participated in the 6th of January Capitol riot and his boying of authoritarian leaders abroad. But I'm really hopeful, the president added. If we get by this election, we can set the course for the next 4, 5, 6 decades. Mr. Obama, for his part, touted Biden's legislative victories. He said the president had done everything from reducing the cost of medicine to creating jobs, particularly for African Americans. He added that Mr. Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, and his supporters seemed increasingly unconcerned with the essence of America, which he said was centered on the idea of bridging our differences and moving forward. Mr. Clinton, meanwhile, accused Mr. Trump of stealing a few good years from the back of Mr. Obama's administration and somehow claiming overnight successes. The four men ended their time on stage by putting on aviator sunglasses in an impression of Mr. Biden, which earned a standing ovation. First Lady Jill Biden was due to host a private after-party for 500 guests. The president's son, Hunter Biden, and his family were to attend. The tickets were priced between $225 and $500,000. For $100,000, guests could get a picture with Mr. Biden, Mr. Obama and Mr. Clinton, with star photographer Annie Leibovitz taking the snaps. While the three presidents were on the same page during their time on stage, the event did not pass without incident. Protesters who condemn Israel for its invasion of the Gaza Strip gathered outside Radio City Music Hall to call for a ceasefire. Some were able to interrupt the event inside the theater as well. Mr. Biden quickly took up the issue over the shouts of the protesters and to the applause of the crowd. There has to be a two-state solution, a progression, he said. But I'm confident that can be done with Israel's integrity preserved.